Hi, everyone. If you're listening to this, you are probably a widow or widower, and I'm Jay, your widow's fire expert. I'm a young Canadian widow and mother living in the UK. I moved from Canada to the UK for my husband, who died, and we will call him DK. Those are his initials. Since losing him, I've been building a life full of more meaningful connections and discussions, and I'm starting this podcast because there's a topic and a need for a conversation that I want to have and I want to have available for other widows and widowers. And I want to talk about something that happens when you lose your partner, your person, and that's the loss of sex and intimacy. So I want to talk about sex and intimacy and dating and marriage and all the rest of it after death. So welcome to Widow's Fire. If you've seen the comedy movie Wedding Crashers, you might remember Will Ferrell talking to Owen Wilson about crashing funerals. And he says, funerals are insane. The chicks are so horny, it's not even fair. It's like fishing with dynamite. And then he says, grief is nature's most powerful aphrodisiac. And widow's fire in the Urban Dictionary is defined as the burning desire for sex following bereavement of a spouse or partner. So if you've ever felt this way, you're not alone, and there is a name for it. When DK died of cancer at the age of 32 in 2018, I was 31 and I'd just given birth to our son a few weeks earlier. And even though I was recovering from birth and breastfeeding, and you might think it would be the furthest thing from my mind, but I started panicking about the fact I would never have sex with DK again. And when would I have sex again ever with anyone? So the magnitude of the loss of DK on its own was so intense. Then you have the fact I just gave birth, and everyone has a way of just about coping. So for some, it would be turning to alcohol or drugs or binge eating or starving, smoking, taking antidepressants. But for some, it's actually sex. I wanted sex as my distraction. And I hadn't been touched or cuddled in months. I last had sex with DK months before he died, about 6 months. He was actually hooked up to his chemo pump, and I was 3 months pregnant at the time, and we were in bed and I got on top of him. And after, he asked me, how did you just do that? Like, you know, look at me. And I said, because it's you and I love you. And I didn't know that that was our last time. He was far too sick after that. You just never know when anything is the last time. So it's been over 2 years since he died. And I have stories now about, a brief and twisted sort of fling I had with my husband's colleague, navigating all the dating apps, having a crush on my chiropractor and booking appointments just to be touched by him, and even looking around at people I already knew or used to know, getting back in touch with them, my friends, DK's friends, and thinking, like, who could I just sleep with? How do I get this need met? Because having a newborn meant it wasn't as easy as just going out and meeting people. And I certainly wasn't going to just bring anyone back to my house with my baby. So the opportunities were very limited, but I had such a powerful and overwhelming feeling needing that sort of sexual human touch, not just a hug from a friend or getting a massage. And there's this funny thing that we all do it, where we think we know what's best for other people. And not having lost anyone before DK, I realized how ignorant I'd been all along about how individual grief is, because I started getting comments and opinions about how others sort of expected me to survive my loss. You think you know what you would do if it happened to you, or how you would behave. And even I assumed grief looked like, you know, never getting out of bed, never showering, and just sort of shutting yourself away. But I had a baby and I needed help and I needed to let people in, because something deep down told me I'd be way worse off if I tried to do everything alone. So I got a lot of comments about being so brave and strong and people telling me they were surprised I looked so well. Because most days I got dressed, I put on makeup, I took my baby out to meet people and socialize. I didn't want to be alone. And when people asked how I was, I didn't really feel that I could come out and say, actually, I miss being touched. I miss sex. And the few times I sort of mentioned it, I could tell I'd either made the person uncomfortable, and grief is already uncomfortable for most people, but I felt maybe misunderstood or worried that people would take it to mean that I didn't love DK as much as I do, and I just, you know, felt as though they might take it to mean that I was happy to just move on, which isn't what having sex with someone during grief is about. So a couple of friends sort of went along the lines of, I just sort of assumed that you'd want to wait a good couple of years before thinking about being with someone else. And I just feel like I would wait a couple of years. And it just made me really angry that they felt there were almost, there could possibly be some sort of rule. Until your life is ripped away from you and you're robbed of your best friend, partner in life, husband, father to your child, and all your plans for the future, why would you ever think you could have an opinion about my sex and dating life or anything that could give me maybe just the littlest bit of happiness? So I was really angry, very, very angry that at a healthy young age, this horrific thing happens to me. And then on top of losing DK, I have to now go without sex and affection and kisses and cuddles. And it actually just felt more cruel, like even more unfair on top of unfair. So I want widows and widowers everywhere to feel completely comfortable and unashamed, not guilty to admit that they think about sex, miss sex, and want sex, all within their grief. My curiosity around other people's experiences with this has a lot to do with seeking comfort for myself and not feeling alone about this aspect of grief. And it also comes from a place of having met a number of widows, young and old, over the past couple of years, and realizing that even we don't get onto this subject much with each other because it feels taboo. It's like, is one of us going to bring this up? Even though we share this massive experience of the loss of our partner, I think it's a difficult subject because it brings up a lot of complicated thoughts, feelings, and fear of judgment. So there needs to be a place to discuss this. And just to be able to tune in and listen and not feel alone. Because all the sexual things you did with your partner, it was between you and your partner who's no longer here. So where does that conversation go? Your sex life was private, but it was important. It was very special. And you can't replicate it. And, you know, how do you even begin to ask someone new for it, for the things your partner did? How do you begin to talk to anyone about it? How do you deal with, you know, if you're having feelings of guilt or you're not having feelings of guilt? So I'm going to open up this whole topic for discussions and exploring and remembering when the first thought crossed your mind that, oh my gosh, I can't have sex with them ever again. And maybe they were sick. Maybe you knew they were dying. Maybe it was sudden and you didn't get a goodbye. When they died, when and how did it hit you that you would not now ever have sex with them again? What was your experience of thinking about meeting someone or talking to people about meeting someone or trying to meet someone, the new meaning of sex after death and the role of sex within your grief, missing what you had, the new relationship with yourself and your body, dating again, being naked with someone new again, the internal and external judgment, what it's like to start rebuilding intimacy with someone new and thinking about maybe getting married again or having more kids. So in this podcast, we will explore all aspects of the loss of sex and intimacy. So again, welcome to Widow's Fire. We have a lot to talk about. If you are ready and willing to talk openly about your own experience or know someone who would be great to have on the show, please visit www.widowsfire.com or get in touch with email address contact@widowsfire.com.